And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and shewing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Amen. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. God is good.
All the time.
Let's try it again. God is good. And all the time. Now when I say God is good, and you say all the time, are you saying that because you have seen the goodness of God in your lives?
Yes.
Well, let's try it again. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time. How many of you love God?
Yes.
Put up two hands. I love God. I like God. God is a nice person. We make the mistake of frequently getting on his last nerve, but he's a nice person. Somebody say amen for God. May I give you my testimony? It's very brief, 20 seconds. All my blessings have come from God. All my problems I've brought on myself. God has never done me anything wrong. I have never had an intelligent reason to be angry with God. In my moments of anger toward God, I was suffering from temporary insanity. And this is no joke. My friends, in this building and online, do yourselves a favor and get to know God.
Amen.
If that's not your interest and you have children, get to know God for the sake of your children.
Amen.
Because he visits the iniquity of the fathers upon the children. He also passes the blessings of the parents upon the children. So if you have no interest in your eternal salvation, think of that child.
Amen.
Is there anyone present? You are not a Seventh-day Adventist. You were not here last night. You were here last night. No, you were not here last night. You're here now. May I see your hand? God bless you. What's your name?
Rachel.
Rachel is a good name.
Thank you.
It's a Bible name.
Amen.
You look like a nice person.
Yes, I.
Thanks for coming.
Thank
Rachel,
you.
May God bless you in every area of your life.
Amen.
And may He hasten the day when you become one of us. Say amen.
Amen.
That was weak. Say it again.
Amen.
Rachel, we love you. Come back. Do you hear me?
Yep.
Come back. All right, all right. Anybody else? You're not a Seventh-day Adventist. Where's your manicured hand? Where is it? Oh, hi. What's your name?
Jenny.
Jenny's a good name.
Thank you.
I like it.
Me too.
But it's not in the Bible. But it's okay. It's okay. Jenny, where are you from?
Montreal.
Montreal is a good place. God has people in Montreal. Say amen for Montreal. Jenny, who invited you?
Mon ami Vivienne.
Let me explain, my friend Vivienne. The gift of tongues. Vivienne, you're a good person. Thanks for bringing Jenny. May the Lord bless you so much that wherever you go, you become a blessing to others. Say amen for our guest. Anybody else? Oh, hi. What's your name?
Purani.
Kwani?
Purani.
Say it again.
Purani.
Purani. Where's that from?
Thailand.
Thailand is a good place. I spent one night in Phuket, in Thailand. Purani, we are glad you've come.
Amen.
And our prayer to God on your behalf is that He would place His hand of mercy upon you.
Amen.
And leave it on you until you walk into His kingdom. Say amen for Purani.
Amen.
God bless Thailand. Anybody else? All of a sudden, we have a lot of guests. Anybody else? Where's that person? Where? Oh, hi. Right under my nose. How are you? You're a handsome man. You remind me of myself. Handsome man. What's your name? Who?
Michael.
Oh. That's the name of Jesus. It means who is like God. Michael, may the Lord bless you. The Lord knows you have desires in your heart. And I ask God, as it is His will, grant to Michael the desires of his heart and save him and his family when you come. Say amen for Michael. Powerful name. Good looking man. All people who are saved will be good looking. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Including me. All right. Anybody else? Any other guest? Where? Would someone fill up the baptismal pool, please? All these guests coming up like Lazarus. Where? Where's the next guest? Where? You? Oh, hi. What's your name? Okay. What's your name? Roger? Roger's a good name. Roger, where are you from? From where?
Here.
Oh, you're from right here in this church. Okay, Roger, nice to see you. God bless you. My prayer for you is that God will protect you from your enemies, give you good health, mental, physical, and spiritual. Say amen for Roger.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need time to preach. Any other guest? Don't fight. Today is the Sabbath. Where? Where? Ah. All right. I see him. I see him. What's your name? Someone shouted for me.
Scott.
Scott. Oh, hi, Scott. How are you, Scott? I'm fine. Thanks for asking. I was feeling abandoned. Thank you, Scott. Scott, where are you from?
Riverside.
Well, there's a Riverside in South Africa. There's one somewhere, Southern California. Where's Riverside? Where's that? South? Where's South? That way, this way, or this way, anyway, South. Scott, this is no joke. As Seventh-day Adventists, we love having guests among us. Your presence honors us. And my prayer for you is the Lord will fill you with his presence so much that wherever you go, you will be a light to others. Say amen for Scott.
Amen.
God bless you, Scott. Nicely dressed. What's your name?
Jean-Jacques.
Now let me stick with Jean-Jacques. Jean-Jacques, where are you from? Where?
Tahiti.
Tahiti. Oh my. God bless Tahiti. Jean-Jacques, it's nice to see you. You're far from home, but wherever you are, God is there. Thank you. Your pastor. Oh, well, God doubly bless you, my pastor. Blessings upon you. Well, you don't need any special blessing. You have all that you need, but may the Lord bless your ministry, whether you're retired or active. And may God have many people in his kingdom because of your faithful ministry. Say amen to Jean-Jacques. Anybody else? All right, here's what we'll do. All guests have not yet met, stand up. I have not yet spoken to you, your guest, stand up. When I say guests, I mean non-Seventh-day Adventists and also some backslidden ones. Stand up. Let me pray for you. Where are you? I don't see you standing. Oh, up in the balcony. Okay. All right. My mistake. I have sinned. All right. Anybody else? Stand up. You're a guest. I have not yet spoken to you. Stand. Heads bowed. Eyes closed. Father, I come to you with concentrated seriousness. Standing in your presence are visitors, dear God. They're not Seventh-day Adventists, but you love them. You desire to save them. Jesus died for them, God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, a name you never resist, bless them. Not only according to their needs, but according to your will for their lives. Protect them from harm and danger, Father. Heal their sicknesses. Provide their material needs. Father, help them to get rid of their debts. Bless their children, Father. And when you come, save them without losing one. Father, this prayer also covers those online who are guests. Bless them similarly, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Let all believing people say amen and amen. God bless you. Please be seated. God bless you. And come back.
Amen.
That amen is weak. I said come back.
Amen.
Our subject for today, from Sodom to Zion. What did I say? Usually we say Zion, but in the Bible it's sometimes spelled S. So I use S to go along with S for Sodom. From Sodom to Zion. As always, if you're not using one of these devices, please turn it off. A handsome brother told me last night, he said, I obeyed and I turned mine off. I hope he has many relatives who obey right now. Please, if you're not using them, turn them off. In the interest of reverence. Favor number two. While I'm speaking, pray for me and say, Lord, what? Put your words in that man's mouth. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I, the mighty God, have put my words in thy mouth. I want to speak God's words and keep my opinions to myself. Favor number three. For God's sake, do what? Think. God requires us to think. Let me tell you something softly, just between you and me. If more people would think, they would not attend the churches they attend. This mic is not working. If more people would think, are you listening? They would not date the people they date. We absolutely refuse to think. Let's pray. Dear God, Father, sometimes, Father, when I say dear God, I'm not sure what else to say, because my heart is so full. Read my heart, dear God. Read my mind. The Apostle Paul said he's the chief of sinners. With great respect, Father, I disagree. The chief of sinners is bowing before you. And I ask you, Lord, if I'm the chief, then I need more mercy than anyone else. And I ask for it. Not for my sake, but that your name, dear God, may be glorified and your people blessed. Father, I give you permission to possess me as people in the New Testament were demon possessed. I want to be Holy Ghost possessed. Control my mouth, my mind, my memory, my hands, my feet. Let my voice be your voice. Knock my carnal nature unconscious, so that it does not interfere with the transmission of the word. Bless the guests, Father, bless our guests online and in this building. Bless every country represented by those watching. Remember those under difficult conditions in war-ravaged areas, Father. Now, God, put a double blessing on the children. Relieve the suffering of the sick. But particularly, God, bless this country. Remind the leaders at the highest levels that righteousness exalteth a nation. Now, Father, here I am. Do anything you like with me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Go to Isaiah chapter 1 as quickly as you can. We'll read from verse 1. Isaiah 1, reading from verse 1. Our subject, from Sodom to Zion. This weekend we're stressing prayer, and I will not forget that. Do you have Isaiah?
Amen.
Chapter 1. Reading from verse 1. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children. Finish the verse. And they have rebelled against me. Pause. Mothers and fathers in this building and online, you know how it hurts when your children rebel against you. You paid for their schooling. You bought their clothes. You provided food. When the school principal called or the police called, you responded. Now they're not listening to you. They're rebelling against you, and it hurts. God is a parent. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
And God said, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. The Bible tells us in Psalm 32 verse 9, be not as the horse or as the mule which have no understanding. Yet this text tells us the ox knows his owner, the ass his master's crib. Animals sometimes are more faithful than we are. This hurts God. People, Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Listen to a heartbreaking God in verse 4. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are what? Corruptors. Instead of being a blessing to the nations, they had a corrupting influence. This is God describing his people. sinful nation. A people laden with iniquity. The sins are like a backpack, and we bend over, they're so heavy. Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. God is saying you're covered from head to foot, like Job, with sores. Spiritually, a disgusting sight in the eyes of God. Your country is desolate. You see, the morality of a people affects the country. No one heard me. Amen. The country is suffering because of the moral condition of the people.
Amen.
Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Listen to 9. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us what? A very small remnant. Now, the word remnant by itself means a little piece. Are you with me? That's why we're called God's remnant. Remnant by itself means small. God says, except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small, in other words, just very few were faithful to God. Keep reading 9. We should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. God describes his people as this close to being entirely wiped out as were Sodom and Gomorrah. Hear the words of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom, and give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. God calls his people what? Sodom and Gomorrah. But they're dead. We're alive. What does God call Granite Bay Hilltop SDA Church? Don't tell me. Or what does God call the Seventh-day Adventist Church at large? Don't tell me. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offering of rams and the fat of their beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of he goats. Why do you keep bringing animals to me? When you come to appear before me, verse 12, who hath desired this of you to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons and Sabbath, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meetings. Your new moons and the appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. I can't stand your worship. Your worship makes me sick to my stomach, says God. Don't bring that stuff to me. Keep your soy milk. Keep your distilled water. Keep your long dresses and your William Miller suit. I want this.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? I want this.
Amen.
I'm weary to bear them, God says. Now we're on the weekend of prayer. Let's read 15. Read with me. Come on. And when he spread forth your hands. Come on. I will hide my eyes from you. You know, you lift your hands to pray. Solomon did that at the temple. God said. Now we're stressing prayer. When you raise your hands to pray to me, I will turn away. Now, what did we learn about God last night? He loves to
talk.
He loves to hear. Now they're praying. He will not hear. Now think with me. What has to happen for a God who loves to listen to stop listening? I will not listen. When he spreads of your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. When he make many prayers, I will not hear. Finish the verse. Your hands are full of blood. Sin. Sin. Go to verse 16. Read with me. What does it say? Wash you. Come on. Make you clean. Come on. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Finish verse 16. Cease to do evil. Give me one word for that. Stop. Stop working on Sabbath. I'm waiting for that side to say amen. And that one. I said, stop working on Sabbath.
Amen.
Let me modify my phraseology. God told me to tell you, stop working on Sabbath.
Amen.
Don't hide behind the fact you're a nurse and a doctor. Amen. The Bible says, don't work on Sabbath. So if you go to the hospital, you're not working, you're just doing good. Medical ministry, page 216, paragraph 2. The money given to you for that should be given to the church.
Amen.
Because you're not to make a living on Sabbath. Cease to do evil.
Amen.
Don't tell me you're doing good just because you paid more on Sabbath than on Thursday. Cease to do evil. Return God's tithe. Why is the amen getting weak? Return God's tithe.
Amen.
I'm talking to you online as well. Don't go ducking behind your couch. Cease to do evil. Now, let's reason together. Go back to verse 15 quickly. Are you there?
Yes.
Read with me. What does it say?
Amen.
And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Go on. When you make many prayers, come on. I will not hear. Why? 16. Or finish verse 15. Your hands are for, which means if you cleanse your hands, I will turn my face to you. Ah, you didn't get it. It's my fault. If I turn away my face because there's blood on your hands, if you wash your hands, what will I do? I'll turn my face and I will listen.
Amen.
So what's the problem? Give me one word.
Sin.
Sin. You're doing something wrong and God is not answering your prayers.
Amen.
Not only is he not answering, he's not even listening. And you think because you have a bank account and no financial problems that you're fine. I suspect most atheists are okay. They have bank accounts. They drive cars. They hold high positions. They have no interest in God. Cease to do evil. And I ask you, give me one word for that. What did you say? Stop. Stop when? Now. What did I tell you last night? Don't wait for the end of the message to make a commitment. Make it as you're touched. Right now, decide to return God's tithe.
Amen.
That is hindering your prayers. We're stressing prayer. Am I being too hard on you?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Can you take it?
Yes.
Stop working on Sabbath.
Amen.
Get out of that relationship that offends God. And don't tell me you're trying to bring him to the church. There's no such thing as boyfriend evangelism. Get out of that relationship.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. The chapter where we're introduced to the flood, Genesis 6. While the world was filled with violence and sin and crime, the only one identified was mixed marriages. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
The only one identified clearly is mixed marriages. Of course, there were other crimes that led to the flood, but God, by his own wisdom, identifies only one. Mixed marriages. Now, if you're in it, don't say, I said get a divorce. I didn't say that. But if you're on the way to it, turn back.
Amen.
Go to verse 16 of Isaiah 1. What's our subject? From Sodom to Zion. Sodom, sin. Zion, New Jerusalem, a right relationship with God. Let me pray again. Father, as I talk to your people, Father, let me not be too hard on them. But let me be direct so no one leaves this building asking, what did he say? I am saying, blocked prayers are caused by sin. Now give me language that's compassionate because I too am a sinner. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Verse 16, what does that say? Wash you, come on. Make you clean, come on. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, come on. Cease to, now pause. There are some people who believe because Jesus died on the cross, they have to do nothing but sit in a chair and just wait for Christ to save them. Isaiah 1:16 says, no, you cease to do evil. Wash you, 15 and 16. Make you clean. Put away the evil from your doing of your doings from before mine eyes. You do that with the help of God. You decide to leave that relationship. You decide to not work on Sabbath. You decide to return the tithe. You decide to stop gossiping about the pastor. You decide. Verse 17. First statement in that verse, what does that say? Yes. Learn to do well. Listen to a verse you know very well. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, come on, and instruction in righteousness. In other words, here is how to do what's right. You're sleeping with your eyes open. Instruction in righteousness. Righteousness does not come to a person by osmosis. You don't sleep with the Bible under your pillow and wake up righteous. You wake up with a neck pain. Not righteous. The Bible says, learn to do well. Now, what's your textbook? The Word of God. What have I said so far? Sin prevents God from blessing us as he desires. Sin brings a barrier between us and God. Sin causes God to turn away his face. And when God turns away his face, blessings turn away. Life turns away. Protection from Satan turns away.
Amen.
Learn to do well. Then we have examples of doing well. Read the list of things. Learn to do well, then what? Seek judgment, come on. Relieve the oppressed, come on. Judge the fatherless, come on. Plead for the widow. Come now, verse 18. And let us do what? Reason. In other words, you can do this. With God's help.
Amen.
You and I can stop doing evil.
Amen.
In our society, there's something called white-collar crimes. And there's something called what? What goes along with white-collar crime? Blue-collar crime. Blue-collar crimes are those that require very overt action. You can see it's wrong. Someone mugs you on your way to church, you know, or in the church. You know, that's a blue-collar crime. Someone hijacks your car. You know, someone steals your lunch at school. Blue-collar crime. White-collar crime. It's not very obvious. But the results are catastrophic. By white-collar crime, an entire town can be destroyed. White-collar crime. My brothers and sisters, there are many of us who have come to Christ. We call ourselves Christians, but we practice what? White-collar crime. You can't see it. Have you ever seen pride? You can see the evidence. You can't see pride. Have you ever seen a handful of selfishness? You cannot see it. But they are destructive. The church, let me speak carefully. Church at large, not just church at large, practices white collar crime.
Versus.
Give me one word for that. It begins with H. I like you. Hypocrisy. That comes between God and us when we pray.
Amen.
Say in the book of Isaiah, go to chapter 59. Isaiah 59, we read from verse 1. What's our subject? From Sodom to Zion. Yes, Zion, not Zion, Zion. Very good. Do you have Isaiah 59?
Yes.
Who has prayed for me and said, Lord, put your words in that. God bless you and doubly bless your children. Bless your health. I really mean it.
Amen.
For those of you who have not yet prayed for me, lay aside your reluctance and your stubbornness and pray for the preacher. I need it. What book did I say? Quickly.
Isaiah.
What chapter?
59.
From what verse? Read with me. What does that say? Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Come on. Neither is it heavy that it cannot hear. In other words, God says, there's nothing wrong with my ear. I don't have a stunted hand. Read two. But your iniquities, come on, have separated between you and your God. Keep reading. And your sins have hid his face from you. Finish it. That he will not hear. Many Christians have skulls made of concrete. And so you have to nail the truth through their heads. The Bible says, because of your sins, I don't mean mistakes, I mean sinful life, I will not hear you. You think God heard the Pharisees when they made long prayers? No, Jesus condemned them. No, they were religious leaders. The people looked to them. But when they prayed, God didn't hear them. Not all, but most. Because some followed Christ. But many of them said, crucify him. My brothers and sisters, you came this weekend, a prayer conference, a prayer summit. You probably didn't expect a message like this. Because you may be thinking, that's not what I need. My husband needs it. Not me. My mother-in-law really needs this. Not me. No, 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 no. You need it. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you. So if you're at this prayer conference, you're praying and you're groaning and moaning, but there's sin that's dominant in your life. God is facing this way while you're praying. What's the solution? Tell me. What's the solution? Confess. Stop. I hate to point my finger, but a little threatening gesture, but I'll keep pointing it. Go to Genesis 1, quickly. What's our subject? Come on.
From Sodom to Zion.
Mm-hmm. We have to leave this place now firmly rooted and grounded in Zion. If there's someone listening to me as you review your life, you suspect your feet are planted in Sodom, you can leave this building standing in Zion. Are you with me? Leave the kingdom of darkness, step into the kingdom of light. What book did I say? What chapter? Let's read verse 26. Read it without looking. I said read it without looking. Say it with me now. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Stop. God wanted to have fellowship with his creation. So he made them like him. Because birds of a feather flock together. But go to Exodus 33. Who wrote Exodus? Very good. This side knows, that side didn't know. Exodus 33, reading from verse 18. God bless my little brother. What's his name?
Lucian.
Who?
Lucian.
God bless Lucian. How old is he?
6.
You know, Jesus was 6. Why are you looking at me as though I need medication? Jesus was 6. Am I right?
Amen.
Was he a good boy? Yes or no? Yes. Lucian can be a good boy.
Amen.
Do you have a child? How many of you have little children? Can I see your hand? How old is your youngest child?
9.
Jesus was 9. Your child can be a good child at 9. I don't want to preach 2 sermons, but you need to understand Christ came from the womb up to be an example at every level.
Amen.
What book are we in now? Come on, quickly. Exodus, what chapter?
18.
Reading from what verse?
18.
And he said, I beseech thee, come on, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face. Why? Finish the verse. For there shall no man see me, come on, and live. But Adam saw God.
Amen.
What did I just say? Adam saw God before he sinned. Do you know why there's a mediator? What's his name? Tell me quickly. Jesus. You know why? You cannot go to God directly because of sin. Even when you're converted, you cannot go to God directly because a converted person still has what? The carnal nature. Yes, you converted genuinely like Paul or Job, but you cannot look in God's face because you still carry the carnal nature. That's what the Bible says. God's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Will not hear what? Prayers. What are we stressing this weekend? Prayer. You want your prayer to be powerful? Yes or no?
Yes.
Get rid of
sin.
Mm-hmm. Why do you need a PhD to understand that? Now, Adam saw God's face before sin. God told Moses, no man can see me and live. Now let's go to Revelation 22. Last book of the Bible. Who wrote Revelation?
John.
What other books did John write?
John.
The Gospel of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, you are 5. God bless John. We'll see him in the kingdom. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Revelation 22, let's read verse 4. Read with me, and they shall see his face.
Amen.
And his name shall be where? In their forehead. Listen again. They shall see his face.
Amen.
God told Moses, you cannot see. Now Moses came closer than anyone else, but Moses did not see the face of God. You cannot look on the face of God and live until you and I arrive on the other side. There's no carnal nature. This corruptible, has put on incorruption. This mortal has put on immortality. Then we can look at God and survive the consuming nature of his glory. Why? Because our God is what? A consuming fire.
Amen.
And so Revelation 22 verse 4, they shall see his face.
Amen.
You know why? Because they would have reached the stage in Revelation 14, 5, and they are without fault before the throne of God. My brothers, my sisters in this building and online, you want your prayers answered, heard. We found out last night, God loves to listen. We found out today what causes a God who loves to listen to stop listening. Give me the answer quickly. Sin. Have you ever said to yourself, God is not listening to me? You cannot accuse a listening God of not listening. If he isn't, the problem lies not with God. Finish my words. With us. By the way, if there's ever a conflict between you and God, you're the problem. Why do you say amen so weakly? You think God is the problem? If there's a conflict between you and God, finish my words, I am the problem.
Amen.
If I'm not the problem, then God needs to be fixed. Are you with me? The Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Here's God, here am I. With 4 minutes left. Here is God, here am I. The Bible says, in order for them to walk together, they have to agree. Which means a state of disagreement exists. In order to agree, either I change to go to God's side, or God changes to be like I am. God says, I am the Lord. I change not. Then I have to change.
Amen.
Are you with me, Brother Michael?
Yes.
I have to change.
Amen.
Well, that change is not complex. Get rid of
sin.
Let me make an appeal. I want you to respond. How many of you have been blessed by the message? Can I show your hand?
Yes.
Are you telling the truth?
Yes.
Stand up. Don't look around to see who's standing. I'm talking to you. Listen to me carefully. Dear God, give me the right words. Please. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's something you're doing that's wrong. You need to stop. And you'll say right now, Father, by your grace and power, I make the decision to stop. I need the power to carry it out. If that's you, come here, quick. I have 3 minutes, come. If that's you, come, upstairs, come. There's something I'm doing that's wrong. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, with heaven and earth as my witnesses, I make a decision to stop, but I need the power to carry out that decision. That power is Christ. If that's you, come. This is no joke. You can die tonight. So can I. God does not send a text to tell you when you're dying. The best time to get right with God is now. Anybody else? There's something I'm doing I need to stop. Let me tell you something. When sin goes, sickness goes.
Amen.
Suffering is reduced. Conflict that vanishes from churches. When sin goes, all that goes with sin goes with it. I'm not saying we'll have a perfect life. That comes on the other side. But so many problems will vanish when sin goes. Anybody else? Let me pray. Father, your sons, your daughters have come to say, we have been rebuked by this message. My prayers have not been heard, dear God, because of something in my life. My sins have frustrated you, Father, we've come to say. You desire to bless. You love to listen. But our sins have caused you to turn your face. Now they've come to say, forgive us. And that's what we say, Father. Forgive us. There's a man, there's a woman right now praying in his or her heart, I have been doing this or that. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stop. In obedience to Isaiah 1 verse 16, cease to do evil. Learn to do right. Verse 17. Now my head's bowed and eyes are closed. And I'm speaking to those online. You respond in your own way. Someone needs to make a decision to be baptized. Or rebaptized. Raise your hand. Someone needs to make a decision for baptism or rebaptism. If that's you, raise your hand so I can see it. If you raise your hand, come. Don't worry. Come right here. Come, my lovely. Resolution, he should come with you. If you raise your hand, come. Somebody needs to make a decision to be baptized or rebaptized and start all over with God, because your spiritual life has been flatlining, no growth. Come, raise that hand and come. I really need to be baptized or rebaptized. Come. Come from upstairs. I need to make a decision. Perhaps you've never been baptized. Make the decision. I'm not saying you'll be baptized tomorrow. I am saying in the presence of heaven and earth, make that decision so God knows where you stand. Satan knows where you stand. I need to be baptized. Come. Somebody else raise a hand and come. Somebody else who needs to make a response, raise your hand and come. Where are you? Come. I need to be baptized. Somebody come and get names, please. This is serious. Somebody come and get names and contact information. Somebody else. From Sodom to Zion. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well, that God might turn his face towards us, smile upon us, answer our prayers, ease our suffering, draw our children into his bosom, and save us when he comes. Someone else. Baptism, rebaptism. One more call. There may be a guest among us, a visitor. You would like Bible studies to understand more clearly what we teach. Can I see your hand? Just Bible studies. You're a guest. You'd like Bible studies. Can I see your hand? And I can't see hands. Where? Oh, there's someone over here who would like Bible studies. Right over here. Somebody get that name. And get the Bible study to this person. Amazing Facts has excellent Bible study material. Some other guest or visitor online, you can make that decision. I'd like Bible studies to understand more clearly what God's people in the Seventh-day Adventist Church believe. Raise your hand. We'll get the material to you. Come. We'll get the material to you. Anybody else? The clock on the wall is gone. How much time do I have left? Maybe 1 minute or two, I think. I don't see it. But it's gone, my guide. All right, get all these names so we can have contact information. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Dear God, thank you for your word. Thank you for its rebuke. Thank you for its blessing. Thank you, dear God, for the stubbornness with which you love us. Thank you, Lord, for the elasticity of your love that stretches right now to Granite Bay Hilltop Seventh-day Adventist Church. Thank you for these decisions, dear God. Keep them firm in the decision. Let no power on earth change their minds. And for that man, that woman who ought to have made a decision, give him or her no rest until he or she makes that choice to be baptized, rebaptized, and to recommit the life to the Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, hear this humble prayer. When you come, save us. But until then, let us so live by the power of your Spirit that when we come in prayer, you'll turn your face toward us and not hide your face. Thank you for your love. Bless us now, I pray. In Jesus' name, let God's people say, amen and amen. God is good. And all the time. God bless you. God bless you. Do not change your minds. Your decision is right. God bless you. Visitors, you like Bible studies, let us know. We'll get the material to you. God bless you.
Amen.